Okay, so I thought really hard about what to talk about today, and I wanted something. You guys can come in. So I wanted something that's most relevant to us, and the most relevant is obviously our youth. So most of us here are either in their late teens or their early to mid-20s. We're not kids anymore, and I hate to say we're adults because it makes me feel old, but I must admit that our age requires that we start to think like adults. In our 20s, we make many decisions that will influence the rest of our lives. Traditionally, most of us will graduate and be married in their 20s. These are two of the biggest and most prominent aspects of our lives, yet we belittle them. And we don't belittle them in a sense where we don't give enough thought about them or we don't, you know, put enough effort and work to achieve them, because we do. Because obviously we're all pretty much nerds here, and if we're not doing school, then if we're not in school, we're doing something for school, etc. And if we're not thinking school, we're all thinking marriage. And when we're not thinking marriage, we're actually getting married. You know, the guys are all calling their aunts and families back home, asking them to look for a girl. And us girls are waiting patiently till Prince Charming knocks on our door, which can be very tiring, by the way. So we do think about it and put a lot of work into it. But what's missing? What's missing is our consideration of the condition of our hearts. During our youth, we will spend most of our time doing two things. One is actually wasting our time, and two is wasting our hearts. Let's first talk about graduation and career choices. Most of us here are studying what we're studying because we love it, or because our parents want to do it, or because statistically it will guarantee us success. And I'm not going to go on and talk about how to choose our career, because we've all heard where that goes. Do what makes you happy, right? That's wrong, because a career will never bring us happiness or success, nor will it bring us sadness or failure. But heedlessness will. Neglecting Allah in our career and education aspects of our lives will guarantee us failure, sadness, and everything negative, even in a career that we believe with all our hearts and minds will guarantee us happiness. It's not about becoming a doctor because that's all we've wanted to become since we were children, or becoming an engineer so we can support our family. It's not about that. It's about finding Allah in all that we do and finding all that we do in Allah. It also means, and a career isn't just a career. It's not just a job. It's what we will spend at least 50 hours per week doing. That means we will be spending at least 50 hours doing anything else but worshiping Allah. And it will also mean that we will be away from our kids for 50 hours or more. So your life isn't just your life. It's not just about us. It's not just about me. It's a marriage, it's a family, it's a community, and it's a life of a servant to Allah. So when thinking about our careers, we have to take all these things into consideration. What will our career make of us as a servant to Allah? Will it take too much of our time so that we don't have time to read Quran and pray, etc.? Will we be too dedicated to it so that we forget our goal of pleasing Allah? And you know what? We will, because we already do that. Let me ask, how many one of us here has pulled up an all-nighter for a test or an assignment that's due the next day? Okay, and let me ask, and how many of us in the past month has done the same thing, has gotten up from sleep just to pray Qiyam in vain? See, exactly, the numbers don't add up. But let's also ask ourselves, in the past week, which book did you read the most of? Your chemistry, physics, or calculus book, or was it the Quran? And what will our careers make of us as fathers and husbands or mothers and wives? Will we neglect our families for the sake of our career and or education? This isn't only the mother's responsibility, by the way, it's also the father's. Any father can provide monetarily, but only a righteous father provides his time and guidance. What are we doing with our lives? Are we wasting our time thinking we're building a house of success that society tells us we should have? Are we wasting our hearts away on such worldly and mundane dreams and neglecting that our hearts need us to have trust in Allah and to build a bond with Him through our worship? So it appears that by the time we graduate, or so we think, we will graduate with success and the world at our hands. But if we fail at living our lives as mu'mineen, Allah promises us that our hearts will always be empty and hungry for something more. And you can't save it all for later. The here and now is all that we have. SubhanAllah, today we think that we're all busy with school and tests and exam and whatnot, but the reality of it is this is as free as we'll be. Our youth will vanish, and the responsibilities of being career men and women, fathers and mothers, and husbands and wives will pile over us like there's no tomorrow. And only then will we really know that we don't have time. So whatever success and failures we build today during our youth will last us a lifetime. If we build a life committed to our careers, that is what we'll have for the rest of our lives. But if we build a life committed to Allah and Allah only, we will never want anything else. And again, We are individuals whose lives spread much further than just across our own lives. We are individuals who will be the future parents and the community members of a whole ummah. We are the future. Instead of looking at our lives in terms of what we can do for us, we must spread our wings and hover over and consider our dreams to be our future families and communities' dreams. We must take for granted our youthful energy and our beautiful religion and look into the future and run every decision we make through that thought process. We must make decisions because we know that our decision will affect our kids and community as much as it affects us. So for example, when we think we found our soulmate and think, yes, this is a person I am in love with, this is the person who I can open up to, this is the person who I can be myself with, we must also think, can I trust this person enough to raise my kids, the people whose actions I'll be accounted for? Will I have any problem seeing this person's character become my kid's character? Will I trust this person enough to walk with me on the straight path of Sirat al-Mustaqim? I wanted to end with a hadith by the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, take benefit of five before five. Your youth before your old age, your health before your sickness, your wealth before your poverty, and your free time before preoccupation, and your life before your death. So always know that the decisions you make today will be an outcome for tomorrow. Never draw a vivid line between your spiritual life and any other aspect of your life. Allah is everywhere. We just have to have the eyes to see and the heart to feel. And we must let go and just trust in Allah. He will move you forward because He has al-Muqaddim. And He will be generous to you because He is al-Razzaq al-Kareem. And once we do that, we won't ever want to live our lives any other way.
JazakAllah khair for this reminder.